adjourn.
Motion.
Second, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye, okay. Public comment? Hearing none. Put a motion to approve the minutes of the October 9th meeting.
So I'll approve motion.
Motion, I'll second. All those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
CEO?
Nothing to report at this point.
That's fantastic.
The only thing I'll report is that we have the board meeting next Friday for your purposes to know that it starts at 4:30.
Next
Tuesday, sorry.
Yeah, I was going.
Next Tuesday, the 18th.
I missed that one.
Next Tuesday, the 18th, 4:30 is the start time. And the intent and desire is that it will not be a long evening meeting.
Okay.
I think we've got the agendas for the other meetings.
It's not going to be a long meeting?
That's
right.
The intent.
Right, so starting at 4:30 and then that's the special?
So that's the special study session.
Okay.
Which will start off with a closed session discussing CEO recruitment and then the homelessness.
Okay.
So, you know, more discussion about that, clarity, etc.
And why are we talking about the, is it executive?
It's executive session on it.
Session, talking about recruitment?
Yeah, basically timing.
Because I haven't heard anything about that, so okay.
Is that secret?
I don't think for us, but I mean, Jeff felt it should be.
Oh, Jeff felt it should be there? Okay. No. Yeah. The lawyer says.
I'm going.
I don't see it, but I'm not the lawyer.
Okay. He considered it a personnel matter for CEO.
Okay. Okay.
I'm unavailable for the job. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
All right. Chief Financial Officer report, same guy. Leasing update.
Yeah, just. Kind of same status there. We were 95.8% occupied. We do have two suites that are currently unoccupied. We're going to start looking at, we're probably doing some marketing with those. We will have another suite that's about 1,000 square feet that will be coming vacant probably February 1st. So I think we'll start looking at some marketing options to see if we can get those leased.
Okay. Any questions about that?
No.
Okay. The district financial statements. I'm just going to start wandering through. Anybody have any questions on the Las Palmas Medical Trust? Accounts receivable aging. Anybody know? District deposits. Questions about any of those?
We will start seeing some sizable deposits in December for property taxes. So we'll get some good chunks in this month.
So why don't we, I'm still back at this link to look at the receivables. Why isn't the foundation paying us?
Well, it's a periodic deal, and I'll have to pay people along.
All right. Deadbeats?
Yeah, they are. Turn them over to collection.
Closure action or something?
Turn them over to collection.
Well, you know, I don't like the sun to go down on the checks. So let's get the word out. All right. Check register. Expenditures, credit cards. Anyone care?
And you have those there for the
PMP, credit check, there's all the things. The RPP on page 32. Okay. Not in the grant payment schedule on 33. Nope. All right, now we go to the really good stuff, other matters. Las Palmas lease extension. Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Okay, so Desert Oasis Healthcare, this is Dr. Congers, who's a gastroenterologist, been with the Medical Plaza for quite some time. He's looking at potentially retiring soon, would like to do a 1 year lease with options for two additional 1 year extensions if he does continue on. We're offering $1.80 a square foot for rent, and then $6 per square foot for TI allowance.
So does he do this lease corporately or personally?
It's corporately through Desert Oasis.
Okay. So if he sells his practice, those extensions go with it?
Correct. Yes, because the lease is in the name of Desert Oasis.
I Howard Kahn is a great guy. I think that's fine. But I just wanted you to understand that he can sell it. And that might be part of the retirement plan.
Yeah, maybe. But he does have, he shares some space in there with a sleep study outfit. So, you know, there may be some potential that continues too.
That's fine. As long as we're happy with the
rent. Right. Yeah, we haven't had any complaints at all or concerns. So
he's a really outstanding human being for the hospital.
Action rent
payment. Oh, we need action on that. So Desert. So a motion to approve that suite.
22.
Second, all those in favor, aye. Management contract.
Okay, so this is at the Las Palmas Medical Plaza. We've had a company called Impro Construction that's been there for the last couple of years. They've really been doing a pretty good job there. They handle the tenants' issues and requests pretty well. Steven's been spending frequent time just in oversight with the facility, and I think Steven's pleased with the with the group that's working there. They have a pretty good staff that's pretty responsive, like I say, to the tenants, and they really, in my opinion, do good work. They don't do all the change order kind of work that the prior contractor did, so I would recommend approval for an additional year.
Okay, is there a motion to approve?
I make the motion.
I'll second. All those in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Great. I guess we adjourn that. You okay with that?
I'm happy.
Okay, sorry it went so long. Let's call the order of the Foundation, Real Estate Legal Committee, Stephanie. Motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
Second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Public comment? Hearing none. The minutes of October 9th. Motion?
Motion to approve.
I'll second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? No. CEO?
The CEO report, we just wanted to do an update with some of the homelessness work, some grant funding that Lisa has been heavily involved with. Turn it over to Lisa and give us an update on that.
All right. So, with both of you being so familiar with what's going on with the California state government, that early last year, Governor Brown put forth a $500 million fund for homelessness. It's termed under the name of HEAP funding. And so right now that has been rolled out to the different counties throughout the state, and we've been involved in partnership with CBAG Homeless Committee and their staff in regards to actually going after some of the funding for the homeless initiative. There's several different components, so we'll talk about that further at the work study session at the board meeting next week. But as it stands right now, the key writer will be CBAG themselves, and then the foundation will potentially be the recipient of an MOU to support the collective work of the homeless initiative. So basically to help pay for the strategy that was proposed at the 27th of November meeting.
Great. I'm looking at the financial data on page 13, and I think this is really clear and straightforward. The grant was $1,382,000.
Originally at $2 million.
It was two.
But the $1,382,000 you see there is
fiscal
the
year
beginning of the fiscal
gotcha,
year.
Okay. And we spent 110% of it so far, essentially. Mm-hmm. And we got $1,248,000.
However, we do have $450,000 that's committed against that $1,002,000 that we've committed to Palm Springs with some matching funds there that has. Good. So this is physically spent.
Who are you dealing with in Palm Springs?
Really, the key council members is Christy Halstead and Jeff.
Jeff Corns.
So those are the council members. But then obviously the actual grant is tied into the staff.
You got what I wanted.
Yeah, Christy and Jeff. I figured that's who you wanted.
I'll leave your phone number. I got a problem. That we can work together. So I won't be homeless.
Yes.
It's fair.
Yeah, it's a page. Yeah.
So that's why we highlight on this. If you see down in the left corner, about five, six lines up, the asterisk there, the West Valley Homelessness Initiative, that the balance that's available is
798. Got it. Good. Good report. Good stuff. Well, Paul Springs is really gearing up and really doing it. You're trying hard. Good for them. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions with financials?
I think we're good. Any other matters? Can I go into other matters with this point?
Sure.
Do we want to share anything? Christmas wishes? Holiday wishes? Then I guess we can adjourn.
Wow.
How's that?
Record time.
That is like the shortest.